From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At the White House on Thursday, President Obama said he will adjust the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan, scheduled for next year, as the Taliban makes gains there that the U.S. was not anticipating.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow Afghanistan to be used as safe haven for terrorists to attack our nation again. Our forces therefore remain engaged in two narrow but critical missions: training Afghan forces and supporting counterterrorism operations against the remnants of Al-Qaeda.
Mr. Obama said he will maintain the current number of troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016 and draw down the numbers to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. U.S. Defense Department says an airdrop of ammunition and equipment last Sunday was successfully delivered to Syrian Arab forces. French news agency quoting a U.S. defense official Thursday who said the American military is now poised to build on the airdrop and deliver weaponry to Syrian rebels if they can demonstrate that they used it in an effective way against the Islamic State militants. Russia's defense ministry claimed Thursday that the Islamic State forces in Syria have begun, in their words, retreating to new positions. Meanwhile, Iran is intensifying its presence in Syria, sending hundreds of elite troops into the country in support of the regime of Bashar al-Assad, the president. Guinea President Alpha Conde appears on track to win the disputed presidential vote there after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. With around 80% of the vote counted from last Sunday's election, President Conde was set to win an absolute majority. This is VOA News. Israel released a photo of a Palestinian boy that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has claimed was executed by Israeli soldiers. 13-year-old Ahmed Mansara was involved in a stabbing attack in Jerusalem Monday that wounded two Israelis. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released the boy's photo to media outlets Thursday in an apparent bid to refute President Abbas's claim.
First of all, he's not dead. He's alive. Secondly, he's not innocent. He tried to kill, murder, knife to death an innocent Israeli youngster, 13 years old, riding a bicycle.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's willing to meet with President Abbas to end the surge of violence, but said Mr. Abbas must stop what he calls lies about Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to head to the Middle East soon in an effort to restore calm and give peace talks another chance. European Union has approved an action plan with Turkey in hopes of easing the flow of migrants to Europe. As EU leaders met on Thursday, one expert said the European Union has its approach all wrong and it should instead spend millions of dollars on creating jobs in the refugee camps surrounding Syria. Henry Ridgewell reporting.
The offer of asylum to hundreds of thousands of new arrivals by countries like Germany is morally wrong, argues Professor Paul Collier of the University of Oxford.
What we should be doing is providing dignity and security in the neighbouring countries where most, overwhelmingly most of the refugees are. It's much, much more sensible for Europe to take jobs to refugees than to try and bring refugees to jobs.
Collier concedes such projects would require huge investment, but he argues the financial and human cost of the current approach will be much higher. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will pay a 3-day official visit to the United States. That will start on October the 20th. He'll be meeting with President Obama. Two leaders will discuss bilateral cooperation on economy, trade, education, health, defense, counterterrorism, and climate change. U.S. government's budget deficit fell to its lowest level in 8 years for the fiscal year that ended recently as the recovering economy boosted tax revenue, while the deficit is growing more slowly than it has over the years, adding to its past deficits, brings the total national debt to $18.4 trillion, which is around the size of the entire economy. Get more news on our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.